Today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus, in this gospel, began his evangelical mission to proclaim the good news that he brought us all, the promise of salvation. Jesus read the passages from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. When he finished reading it, everyone was astonished, awaiting and wondering what he would do next. And so then he said, today, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. In other words, Jesus is proclaiming to them that he is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. He is the one who is to come to save all humanity. As you all know, Pope Francis is in Panama for the World Youth Day, and then he's winding it up today. And recently, last Friday, he visited the Juvenile Delinquent Detention Center. And he celebrated a special penitential service with them last Friday. Penitential service. He brought Christ's mercy to the youth of Panama. At the detention center, according to the Vatican News, Pope Francis brought them the message, three messages: change, conversion, and encouragement. So that's change, conversion, and encouragement. And he told them to take courage to change, to take courage to convert, to take courage to stand up and change for the better. And according to the Associated Press, one of the inmates told Pope Francis how the detention center turned his life around. He said, before, he lacked the guiding hand of a father when he was growing up. He said, he told Pope Francis that he seemed lost his way, and it caused him very deep pain to love and be loved, even loving himself. He thought his life was over when he was detained, but it was where he felt that God was and is within him all the time, all the time. Indeed, Vatican News said or wrote that this detention center was considered a model of rehabilitation and reintegration in Panama City. It composed of a team of dedicated psychologists and social workers who uses creativity and empowerment skills, hoping that once they live, they lose their labels and never come back to the center again. Pope Francis, like Jesus, brought them the good news, the good news of salvation, who is Jesus Christ, who is our hope, our only hope, that he said to them, they could change and could have a better life in the future by just believing in Christ, by just accepting Christ's salvation, by just accepting Christ's mercy and his love. Then in his homily, he said, unlike the Pharisees, they block any kind of change, conversion, and inclusion. They even discredited Jesus, who ate and welcomed the sinners and the tax collectors. Vatican News wrote, Pope Francis contrasted this attitude of the Pharisees with the way Jesus approaches and engages. That Jesus always gave us a chance to change. He always gives us a chance to change. Awaiting, all of us, awaiting for our heart's conversion. He said, God's love initiates a process of integration and transformation, healing and forgiveness as well. A society is fruitful when it is able to generate processes of inclusion and integration. Pope Francis emphasizing building a future through community. Building a future through education. And building a future through employment. My brothers and sisters, this is the truth that Jesus brought us. He brought us hope. He brought glad tidings to the poor. He proclaimed liberty to all captives. Captives, the prisoners of lies, falsehood, and deceptions. He healed the blind and revealed to them the light of truth. He freed the oppressed from their burdens, worries, and of course, their afflictions. My friends, now I ask you, how about us? How about us? Do we really believe this truth that Jesus just said? Do we really believe his words are spirit and life? Or do we like the people in the gospel that after hearing the words of Jesus, that he is the fulfillment, they were all filled with fury and anger. Fury and anger. And even they rose up and drove Jesus out of their county. In a moment, my brothers and sisters, Jesus will be present at this table, at this sacrifice, altar of sacrifice. And he will say to us, today, the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing and in your presence. Ask yourself, do you believe in his words?